Delicious meets nutritious in the snack that packs a real protein punch, Wonderful Pistachios. Each 1 ounce serving of Wonderful Pistachios has 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value and making Wonderful Pistachios one of the highest protein nuts. But perhaps more than that, I love all of the flavors they have. Their sea salt and vinegar ones are my favorite when I'm craving that flavor but want to keep it healthy. But that's just the tip of the iceberg. Wonderful Pistachios come in a variety of flavors, like chili roasted, honey roasted, smoky barbecue, and jalapeno lime, perfect for enjoying with family and friends or taking them with you on the go. Whether you're a pistachio purist who loves cracking open every nut, or you prefer the convenience of no-shells pistachios, Wonderful Pistachios has got you covered. Grab Wonderful Pistachios and elevate your snacking game today. So fill up with a healthy snack when hunger strikes. Visit WonderfulPistachios.com to learn more. That's WonderfulPistachios.com.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
This is Optimal Health Daily, episode 2539. Food is my friend. 6 tips for mindful eating by Amanda Owen with tinybuddha.com. And I'm Dr. Neil Malik, reading you some of the most popular health and fitness blogs out there, with permission from the websites, of course, and always with a bit of my commentary at the end. And with that, let's get right to the post as we optimize your life. Food is my friend. 6 tips for mindful eating by Amanda Owen with tinybuddha.com. Quote, your body is precious. It is our vehicle for awakening. Treat it with care. Buddha. Thank you for this food we are about to eat. Many of us grew up with families who began each meal with a blessing. These prayers followed people from generation to generation, like an affectionate family member showing up when everyone sat down at the dinner table. These days, this honoring ritual is largely absent as we pick up food in a bag at a drive-through window, eat from cartons taken directly from the refrigerator without bothering to put the food on a plate or sit down, and spend mealtime separated from family members. When did our connection to the food we eat become so distant and problematic? Many have a love-hate relationship with food. They disparage particular foods even when they crave them. They say, I want you, go away. Doesn't that seem a bit neurotic? What a mixed message. A mistreated person often acts out in ways that can cause trouble. I think of food as doing the same thing. It tugs at you when you have other things to do and makes demands that you pay attention to it when you would much rather think of something else. A perfect example of this is when you are positive you don't want to eat the ice cream that's in the freezer. The entire time you're thinking of this, you get a spoon, get the ice cream, and finish all of it. I created the following exercises to remind myself to maintain a healthy and respectful relationship with the food I eat. As a result, I've lost weight, and I choose healthier foods. Give it a try and see if it helps you too. 1. Count your blessings. Honor your food and express your gratitude. Do you feel fortunate to be able to afford the food you eat? Is your food nutritious? Does it look pretty on your plate? Then tell it. I admit to complimenting my food. I say, wow, you look delicious. I also say, thank you so much for being here with me. I then say, I'm so grateful for all of the people who made it possible for my food to be here with me. 2, be aware of your senses. Eating is more pleasurable when it is a multisensory experience. Use your eyes and notice what's on your plate. Smell the aroma. Chew slowly so you can appreciate the flavors and experience the textures. 3, appreciate all food equally. Don't treat everyday food as boring and unimportant. Give it the same gratitude, interest, and excitement that you offer a favorite meal. It's natural to ooh and ah over a favorite birthday dinner, but what about the chicken or salad you eat frequently? Take the time to notice and be thankful. Arrange it on your plate so that it looks nice. If you have good dishes, don't just use them for special occasions. Everybody and everything likes to be the recipient of good vibes and positive attention. Appreciated food is more likely to deliver all of its nutrients, partly because you aren't gulping it down. 4. Feel your feelings. Don't require your food to be a workhorse for your emotions. It wasn't designed for that job. Feelings are part of the human experience. Don't be frightened of feeling bored, lonely, or sad. Sit with your feelings rather than fleeing from them. Determine whether you are hungry or just bored. This small amount of attention and awareness helps prevent mindless eating. 5. Take the stress out of eating. Be present when you're eating and be mindful of the way you talk about food when you're not. Remember, complaining about bad eating habits doesn't actually do anything to change them. When you habitually talk about your discontent, you create an ongoing poor relationship with food. If you were to constantly speak about your partner in this way, you would cause plenty of problems in your relationship. Instead of dwelling on your problems with food, say something nice about it. For example, focus on the way food fuels your body and allows you to do the things you want to do. And 6, love your food. Don't buy into the idea that if you enjoy food too much, you'll never stop eating it. Take a chance and see what happens when you love your food. Doesn't it make sense that just as in any relationship, when love and appreciation are expressed, a greater sense of well-being follows? When food is your friend, you can't help but feel happier. And that is a state of mind that we could all benefit from seeing more of in the world. You just listened to the post titled, Food is My Friend, 6 Tips for Mindful Eating by Amanda Owen with tinybuddha.com, and I'll be right back with my commentary. When you're hiring, it feels amazing to finally close out a job search, but what if you could get rid of the search and just match? You can with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at indeed.com/health. Just go to indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Dr. Neil here for my commentary. Whenever someone really wants to change their eating habits, even their relationship with food, whether it's related to eating more fruits and vegetables or again, practicing more mindful eating practices, the best way to make sure that we're actually doing these things is to monitor them. We need to write down when we do or don't do these behaviors. By writing down the behaviors, we slow down the process. It forces us to stop and think about what we're doing and why we're doing it. That's why keeping journals, especially food journals, can be so helpful for changing eating habits. It makes our eating behaviors less automatic. Behaviors that are less automatic means that they will be less likely to stay a habit. All right, that'll do it for today, and I'll be back here tomorrow for our usual Friday Q&A, so definitely stay tuned for that, where your optimal life awaits.